For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
Well, I am having a very good week.
I can tell. You are going to lose that arch critic persona that you've so carefully crafted with the raised eyebrow.
Oh, please. Just one unmitigated theatrical disaster and I'll have that reputation back.
But until then, you're like a kid in a candy shop. Yeah. I have not seen you so excited about theater in months.
Well, I'm always excited about the theater, but this has been an exciting week. I think that entertaining Mr. Sloan got me off to a roaring start. Joe Orton, I just love. Bad boy of the English theater of the early 60s. Alas, too few plays in his repertoire, but the first important one was Entertaining Mr. Sloan, which is about a brother and sister with a socially inappropriate interest in a young man named Mr. Sloan. And Kelly Bocock Natale back. She's been keeping a lower profile for a few years. Her husband was ailing. Joe Natale was her husband. And now she's back with a vengeance. Just one of the great comic performances of memory as Kath, who brings Mr. Sloan home ostensibly so he can be the boarder, but really she has an eye. She's three times his age. This is not going to stand in her way.
Not for a moment.
Not for a moment.
Nor will any of her clothing or buttons or fasteners thereupon.
Oh, Mr. Sloan, the fasteners come undone. Yes, yes. You can see right through the fabric. I blame the manufacturer. Too funny. And the brother, of course, played by Stan Klemecko.
So looked forward to that performance, and it was so worth it.
He's so creepy that your skin crawls, but you can't stop giggling. The way he leers at Mr. Sloan, it's like, oh my God, I need to go wash. Fabulously fun.
Entertaining Mr. Sloan, it's not too late. It's up through June 30th at Irish Classical. Now, right across the street, a lot of buzz for Nine, the musical.
I have a soft spot in my heart for this show. It's a show I've seen a lot. This is based on Fellini's 8½ with Marcello Mastroianni and Anokame. And this role of Guido is perfect for Ben Michael Moran, gracefully gliding through this role of this perpetually adolescent grown-up who is a cinematic genius. He gets a film contract, but he's run dry. He doesn't know what film to make. And so his producer, his French producer, played by Lisa Ludwig, is coming after him. At the same time, his wife has had it up to here, played by Amy Walker. And one by one, all the women currently in his life and in his memory come into this musical as he works out his issues. And it's brilliant.
A quick shout out for Ben Michael Moran. He never says no when he's asked to do a reading or participate in any theatrical event. He's there. He's constantly, constantly working on his craft. I find him very impressive.
I think that he's actually uncommonly talented.
So I think we can agree to agree.
We can agree to agree about that one. And of course, summer must be here, because they are trying to do The Tempest, weather permitting,
yes,
at Delaware Park, Shakespeare in Delaware Park. Great play from late in Shakespeare's career. This is the one about Prospero and his daughter Miranda off on an island.
A one-off, but we should talk about all of the stage arts, including opera and operetta, and a real interesting take on an operetta, Gilbert and Sullivan's The Mikado out at Springville Center for the Arts.
One of the very best of the Gilbert and Sullivan operettas. It becomes problematic to do because it has historically been done white performers pretending to be Japanese. And in this case, Holly Beaulieu, who is Korean. And have you ever heard Holly sing?
Oh, my, yes. I mean, wow.
Right. Just wow. It's as if Puccini wrote for her the most glorious voice. Well, it turns out that the very first role she ever learned in English is Yum Yum. So, Opera Lights, celebrating their anniversary down at Springville Center for the Arts, doing the Mikado with Holly Beaulieu. And this is playing just this weekend.
Well, I think the Pride Parade this year was bigger than ever. There have been tremendous shows and documentaries on television. It's the 50th anniversary of Stonewall. And BUA is taking this pretty seriously.
As they should.
And I understand they've hired Donna Hoke to curate a number of short one-act plays, but in a really special way.
They have, and Donna Hoke has curated all of the BUA Takes 10, and they've had themes, and so because it was the 50th anniversary of Stonewall, they decided the theme should be Stonewall, and so she solicited scripts and came up with a series of scripts, but one that was, I believe, monologues that chronicled the whole history of gay rights, and she asked the playwright if she could separate them to provide the narrative continuity of the show in between the shorter plays, and he said sure. And they're so pleased with what they've done that they got permission from all of the playwrights to package it, trying to interest producers around the country to present these Stonewall plays as an evening, not just in Buffalo, but everywhere. So it opens tonight.
Wow.
And they're really happy about it.
Well, LPUA Takes 10, Stonewall Edition, also has a kind of a short run, only through the end of the month.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.